Hello and welcome to Campus Connection, KOSU's weekly visit with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis. And Burns, I understand you're coming to us this week from your vertical office.
Yeah, you caught me on my vertical office.
What is that?
Well, it is a treadmill that has a computer screen and a keyboard and little desk kind of thing, and obviously a phone. And as long as you stay under 2.5 miles an hour, you can just kind of work away. I don't know if you can hear it or I'm panting, but anyway, that's what's going on. So I recommend it to everybody. Just staying upright and active, I think, is very beneficial to your well-being. And I'd like you to come over and try it.
You want me to put a little extra stress on the belt, huh?
No, it's no problem. We'd love to have you.
Well, Burns, I guess it was no surprise that OSU beat Washington State Saturday night, but the surprise is how they did it.
I just didn't really know quite what to expect. Our new offensive coordinator, Dana Holgorsen, had certainly lowered my expectations, and we had just kind of all forgotten, I think, how great Kendall Hunter is. I mean, Kendall was a first-string All-American in 2 years ago, and of course spent all last year nursing that ankle injury and did the best he could. But he's back, and I mean, is he ever? People should also know about Kendall Hunter is he is a great student, makes very, very good grades in very demanding subjects. So he's the whole package.
And Saturday's game, Burns, served as the backdrop for a big announcement.
Well, it really did. We were able to announce in our branding success campaign a $6 million gift from Kathy and Don Humphreys, which is just fantastic. It's for the benefit the study abroad program. You know, I've said I would love to be able to write a letter to every incoming freshman at OSU and say you're expected to study abroad while you're here at OSU. Well, this will provide not only scholarships, but also professorships in each college to promote the study abroad program. So with the Humphreys gift, we've now topped $600 million toward our goal of $1 billion. Now, I'm quick to point out that $600 million is pledges, planned gifts in people's estates, as well as cash. So in terms of having money today to help students and faculty and the rest of the campus, we got a long way to go.
Well, besides the momentum around the university's capital campaign, Burns, I know another major point of emphasis for you is creativity at Oklahoma State University, and to that end, there's a special event upcoming tomorrow on campus.
Well, there really is. I every organization I've ever been around, I've tried to encourage creative thought. I think sometimes people have great ideas, but they're afraid to promote them for fear they'll be ridiculed or it won't be otherwise well received. We learned that, unfortunately, I think, in school growing up, and I really try to reverse that trend. And so here at OSU, tomorrow we're going to launch the Institute for Creativity and Innovation. We're out to create our creative campus. Our new provost, Bob Sternberg, will provide his vision, and he's written and really lectured extensively on the subject of creativity, well known all really around the world. It'll be at the West Watkins Center, Kelly, so show up between 10 and 2 p.m. There's a free lunch for the first 200, but you need to be on my vertical office, so don't worry about that part. But it's free, it's open to the entire campus, so come be creative.
And how much longer will you be in your vertical office, and how many miles are you going to walk on the treadmill this morning?
Well, I'm going to speed this baby up because I need to get in about 3 or 4 miles here this morning before lunch.
Okay, well, that sounds like a plan.
Okay. Thanks, Kelly, and let's beat Troy.
Burns Hargis is the president of Oklahoma State University. I'm Kelly Burley. More news just ahead from National Public Radio.